In this episode, you'll discover why people-pleasing inside of your relationships is so emotionally destructive, and I'll help you figure out what to do instead. Welcome to Takeout Therapy Mini Session. I'm Rebecca Hunter, therapist, anxiety expert, and a big fan of short, powerful mindset shifts. Every Monday, I'll drop one therapy-informed insight to help you handle life with more calm, clarity, and self-compassion. Find more tools anytime at takeouttherapy.com. Okay, let's dive in. Well, hello, friend. Thanks so much for making time for the mini session today. Quickly, I'm going to dive into a tricky but important topic, people-pleasing in our closest relationships. I want to help you understand why people-pleasing is really emotionally destructive inside of your close relationships work, how it actually enables poor behavior from the people we care about, and I'll give you one simple tool to stop assuming and start choosing differently. So it's funny because when people come to see me and they're working on their people-pleasing situation, habit, addiction, they usually think the problem is only with them. But the thing is that people-pleasing isn't that simple. Because when we've been people-pleasing and trying to make everybody comfortable and happy for long enough, it really impacts the way that we function in relationships long term. People-pleasing doesn't always look like being nice. It often looks like keeping the peace at literally any cost. It looks like running around to manage people's moods when they start to get off. You know, when somebody in the house starts getting elevated and you start running around making sure that doesn't happen. It looks like over-functioning, doing things for adults and children that they actually could and should be doing for themselves. You know, when we allow people to do things for themselves, it makes them feel good about themselves. But people-pleasers, we do a lot of things just to avoid conflict, don't we? And I can't have this conversation without drawing a little reference to our cultural phrases and our societal training around people-pleasing. Think of phrases like happy wife, happy life, or the way women are pressured to really over-function in the home. These ideas reflect how common and, frankly, accepted this people-pleasing dynamic is. And the cost? Is that it erodes authenticity and creates a lot of resentment inside relationships. Here's the deal. People pleasing in your relationships and in your home and at work has a really hidden impact that people don't really realize. Because when we people please, try to make everybody happy inside of all of our relationships, we quietly enable poor behavior. You know what I'm talking about? If a partner gets mad or irritable unless things go a certain way and we scramble to fix it, we're training both of us into an unhealthy loop. And I know to a lot of people, this feels like love. It's just what we do, but it's actually survival mode and over-functioning. Here's the thing that I want to leave you with. There's a big difference between a direct request and an assumption of someone else's need. This is a distinction that really matters. A direct request sounds like, hey, can you grab me a glass of water? Can you take the kids to practice this week? Can you help with the meals? Whatever, right? That's a direct ask. An assumption is kind of thinking to yourself, if I don't plan the meals, my partner's going to be mad. Or if I don't move my car, they're going to be irritated, right? It's making an assumption about what somebody else wants or needs of you. Direct requests will always give you a choice. Somebody asks you for something, you have a choice. You can say yes or you get to say no. Whereas making assumptions about what's needed from you at every turn, that's going to keep you pretty trapped. So here's what I'll say. Instead of defaulting to people-pleasing, just take a beat, my friend. Pause and ask yourself, did anyone actually make a clear request for my help? This was a huge turning point for me in my own people-pleasing recovery. If the answer is yes, there's been a direct request, then you get to decide from a place of free choice. And if there hasn't been a direct request, I'll tell you the same thing that I tell my clients in session. If you haven't been asked, it's not your business and it's not your job to fix. Implementing a tiny little pause in this process will really help you rebuild self-trust, actually, and it'll invite other people in your life to just rise up with a little more emotional awareness. And like I always say, if you're getting ready to work on your people-pleasing and things are going to change in your household, give everybody a heads up. Right? Just let them know, hey, I'm going to do some work around this. I've been kind of over-functioning for you guys, and I'm going to let you take care of some of your stuff on your own. It's a great way to get going on this recovery journey, and just think of all the time you're going to free up for yourself to do things that you're actually interested in. People-pleasing quiets things down in the moment. It keeps everybody copacetic and keeps the peace. But it damages relationships long term. Healthy connection requires both people to take responsibility for their own feelings and their own responsibilities, actually. I hope that helps you a little bit to get started on your journey. That's your mini session for today. Something to focus on if you want this week. And as usual, I'll see you for another full episode on Friday. And if you want a little push in the meantime, head to takeouttherapy.com to join my free class and stop your overthinking habit. Yeah, I'm talking to you, friend. I'm here to help. Until next time, be really kind to yourself.